Welcome to another week of 11 p.m. Nightcaps. I hope you're all doing well. King Dinosaur stopping in with some horns, excitement, guitars, notes, fire, electricity, and skulls. King Dinosaur apparently wrote the most metal, badass fucking riff ever. I would love to hear it. We gotta hear that shit. Dash V stopping with his characteristic smiley robot face. How was everybody's weekend? We're gonna do the first half of this like we normally do after a weekend. We'll just be a little bit of a catch up, and then we're gonna have a little bit of some ASMR newspaper reading. Listen to this. Tell me that's not somehow soothing. Newspapers. King Dinosaur had a weekend of shred. I'm going to have a Sunday night of... So let's go ahead and pour a drink. Can't believe another weekend is already over. They go by so fast. I hate this time of year because there are no, like, vacation... Like, there's no, like, holiday weekends. So you're just, like... grinding the shit away. It's like, what do I wouldn't give for like a 4-day weekend at this point? Like, I need it. Too much to do, though. But yes, the nice cork pop. And here's a cheers to go along with that cork pop. Black Cat's Poppy stepping in with a good evening. So let's run through some of the weekend's events. I'm going to go backwards. So, that kitty cat was back. That nice kitty. The black kitty cat with the little white patch of fur was adorable. And I found that out because I decided to go for a cigar walk. Dash is legit exhausted. Last week was intense, and yesterday wiped him out. This week he finds out if he can get out of jury duty. Every now and then I'm like, I kind of want to get summoned for jury duty because that way then I can just like take a fucking break. Oh, it's going to be this 5-week long case. Yes. I'd probably get fired. But yeah, the kitty. You remember that kitty cat? So, I decided to take a cigar walk. It was, kind of a cool day, and I got home. I was like, kind of just want to watch this TV show. I'm like, no, I'm going to take a walk. I need to get a walk. And so I went out and went by the one house where that cat usually had been at, and it was sitting on the front near the one window. And so when I came by, I said, well, look who it is. It's my kitty cat friend. And that cat immediately jumped down and came running over. So, you know, I got down on one knee and was like, I missed you. How you been? Immediately got giant headbutts, the figure eights where they like snuggle their body against you and like turn in an eight pattern. And loved getting pets. So I just sort of knelt down there on the sidewalk and petted the kitty cat for a while. The cat was very lovey. I was worried that if that was purely just an outside cat, that over the cold winter it might not be doing so great. But I think it must have been closer to a kitten age before, because now it's bigger, so it's more like a cat. But very snuggly, was loving getting pets and purring. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and resume my walk. And this is where, like, I don't know, this like kind of warms my heart a little bit, but the cat got up and was like walking in front of me like, oh, okay, we're going this way. Let's go on an adventure together. So walked on for a little while, and then there was a cat on one of the porches. So as we sort of walk past that house, the kitty cat sort of goes up on the grass and is like moving slow towards the front porch. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to let the cat's going to stop and have a stop and chat with another cat. I get it. So I continue on my slow walk. So I'm walking along. All of a sudden I hear this, you know, rustling sound. It kind of startled me. But I was several houses down, and Kitty Cat came to join me in more of my walk. Came bounding up and got more pets and did the side flop and the roly-roundy move. And so gave it some elevator butt scratches. And then she, you know, wanted to go explore something else, and that was that. But it was just nice. I feel like it was like, hey, maybe spring is finally here. And I have a friend. I have a walking friend. Yeah. Nice kid. What a nice kitty. I do this thing where I call it Spanish guitar. So, like, under the cat's chin, you just do this, like, just play some Spanish guitar. And they, like, push their head down into your hand. It makes me happy. King Dinosaur's like, I love that. I know, me too, right? It's like, oh, hi. Charo. Dash V says, I'm honestly kind of hoping I don't get out of it for that reason. That's my thing. Like, I look, okay, maybe you don't get paid whatever as much, but like, God, just to be able to take the break and like, actually, I think it's illegal for them to fire you because you're gone on jury duty, isn't it? Like, they can't do that. But I'm always like, everybody complains about, oh, I got jury. I'm like, dude, I want jury duty. You can go there and just sit and fucking space out for the fuck. Like, I hope it's a case that goes on for a couple of weeks. Sorry, gotta go to jury duty. And I'm at the point now, too, where I imagine I'd come back and everything would be all fucked up and I don't really even fucking care anymore. Like, it's just an excuse to get out of work. Yeah, that's what I'd thought. I can't. Otherwise, that would be a disaster. Oh, I've been summoned to go to jury duty, and I like get like arrested. Oh, well, you're fired then. I actually had, I think, one job where somebody made some comment about, oh, well, you're going to try to get out of that or whatever, right? And this person was very much on like, and they actually, I think, went to HR and complained. They were like, you can't fucking tell me to do that. Like, that person got like in big trouble, apparently. Black Cat had jury duty in the 70s and forgot about it. The sheriffs showed up at her door. Oops. You're like, okay, he's guilty. Fuck him. So give him the chair. It's a parking ticket. It's a fucking case. Son of a bitch. But it made me so happy seeing that kitty cat. I don't know why, but it just brought a big smile on my face. You know, it was when I would occasionally during the winter when it was warm enough to go for a walk, you'd walk and wouldn't see it, and I'm like, man, I hope that kitty cat's okay, or like, I don't know, it's one of those, I hope when the weather gets warmer and I take a walk that cat's still there, because it's just like saying, again, hello to a friend. So, kitty cat is alive and well. I have decided that I'm going to call the cat Rachel, because my dearly departed friend Rachel always had a thing for cats, and she had like a caricature of a cat that was like her thing with like a turtle shell, and it was a black cat with a little white patch, so I'm just going to call the cat Rachel. I have no idea what its name is because it doesn't have a collar or whatever. And so, nice kitty. Dash is going to go, I don't know. Can we collect more evidence and still get reasonable doubt? Unless y'all also doubt, in which case, I'm positive they're guilty. But even still, we should probably really look into this to make sure. Can we get a molecular analysis? Like, what do you think this is? Fucking Marvel? Like, King Dinosaur got dismissed from jury duty because the defending lawyer was his neighbor and recognized him. Hey, dude, I know that guy. He's a piece of shit. Fucking throw his ass in the fucking can, bro. It's like, I know that guy. It's my hippie next-door neighbor. King Dinosaur. Fuck. Motion to dismiss juror number 5. Well, let's fucking get out of here anyway. Fucking go play some Frogger. Fucking bastards. That's my reenactment of King Dinosaur in the courtroom. You were called for friggin' Friday the 13th. And like, you know what's weird? Knock on wood. I think this is wood. Knock on wood. I tend to, whatever reason, have good luck on Friday the 13th. Is that kind of jacked? I feel like it's a little jacked. I don't know what that says about me. It scares me a little bit, if I'm 100% honest. But took a cigar walk after going for a nice motorcycle ride. I initially wasn't going to do it because I had a chiropractic adjustment yesterday and a massage today. And I didn't sleep good. And I was like, they're not predicting rain. Looks like rain. Gloomy and gray and whatever. Looks like rain, but it's not supposed to rain. So time to get some miles in. So I went on a nice long motorcycle ride and went and got some wings and rode home. And that's when I was like, I should go for a walk. I should get a little bit of some exercise. But man, the more I ride that motorcycle, I'm like, this was the right choice. I love that fucking bike. Love it. Love it. And so, then earlier in the day, got news, the uncle, of mine who had the stroke, he's doing better. He's still tired a lot, but the evidence of the stutter in his speech has gone away. So he's not stuttering. Most of his motor skills seem to be there and okay. They are going to send him through a round of physical therapy just to make sure. And they are waiting some results, on some results of some MRIs. The doctor said they didn't think it was like a super emergency, so they weren't going to push for those to get like rushed through or whatever, but they put this little implant under his skin that apparently at night records, I think, heart and brain activity. And they're going to just have those results basically sent to a doctor. I guess they can try to figure out if there's some underlying issue that's causing it. And apparently that thing is good for 3 years. So it also has alarms where apparently if it looks like there's some sort of trend that may be signaling another stroke, that basically sets off an alert that says, hey, you need to like go to a doctor or whatever. So they're getting as much treatment for him as possible. So thank you very much. Black Cat says that's very good. And King Dinosaur comments that that's promising. Thank you so much. That's just a scary shit, man. Like strokes, brain stuff. I mean, any health-related shit is bad, but like, That's just terrifying to me. I also, this is, I'm sure, very, the word escapes me, but I bought these boots, and the one pair of boots is like, they're not kind of, whatever. I realized, well, I found these other gel insoles that I had bought. And I was like, ooh, I think maybe the problem is just the insoles. So I took the insoles out, trimmed them up a little bit, put them in those boots, and then like relaced them a little differently. And now they're fucking good. So that makes me happy because I was like, I don't like this other pair. So outside of that, kind of a pseudo sleepy, relaxing weekend. I mean, it's frustrating when it, like, mist pisses rain. Like, I would have liked a nice, like, thunderstorm. Like, a dark thunderstorm. You know, we haven't really gotten any of those. And, like, again, the spring is going to roll through to summer. And we missed all of our good spring thunderstorms. But, you know, outside of that, like, Friday just did workout and whatever. So, I mean, it was an okay weekend. Black Cat is sleepy and slept 100 hours today. I took a brief nap. I did not get as much sleep as I wanted to, but I have an episode. So I'm watching a show, a new show that sort of came out, and it's called Outer Range, starring Josh Brolin. And it's about a cattle ranch in Wyoming where he discovers an unfathomable, nightmarish, supernatural occurrence at the edge of his property. And so far, it's got me pretty intrigued. It's moving a little slow, but I like it. There's a very weird, like, pseudo-threatening Lovecraft vibe to pieces of it. And I'm enjoying it. So the new episodes for that come out on Friday. That is on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch that for free. So I think I'm in the middle of, like, the, I don't know, 20 minutes into, like, the third episode or something. So it's kind of cool. So in that regard, that was kind of the weekend recap. My chiropractor adjustment was very good. He said, you know, it looks like your you know, back and everything is improving. He goes, you have just such a unique body and body type. I was like, that's okay. You can tell me that I'm fucking weird. And he kind of laughs. He's like, well, he goes, like, you have very little body fat. You have a little bit of body fat around your midsection, but otherwise you have very little body fat. He goes, and you are just so tight and inflexible and just, like, solid everywhere. He goes, like, you know, I go to do these adjustments. He said, like, so he does this one adjustment where you put your arms like this and he wraps his arms around you and sort of, you know, adjusts your back. He goes, I can barely get my arms around you. And then when I can, he's like, you know, I'm squeezing and it's just like, there's no give. He's like, you just, he's, you are having a unique, physiology. I was like, well, I guess I will take that as a compliment. But it also feels good. And every time I get adjustments and stuff like that, I'm always like, well, I want to take it easy because I feel like you want your body to sort of settle after you get an adjustment like that. So I had some stuff I could have done outside, but I was like, eh, fuck it. I ain't doing that. But one thing that I want to test, and until I put it through its paces, I'm not going to give you a review. But what I will tell you is, remember the blower that I had, the battery-powered blower that I had? Well, that blower broke, so I had to throw that away. And I was like, well, I need a new blower because I'm going to be here through part of the summer. And yeah, I could just use a broom for some of it, but there's some stuff that just doesn't work as well with. And honestly, if you wash, like, your bike or truck or whatever it is, I tell you, those leaf blowers, it's like the perfect thing for drying your car off. So I was like, well, I kind of want a new one, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. And I was looking around, and they had this mini one by Sunjo that was $20. And I'm amazed at how lightweight it is and kind of how small it is. But that thing puts out a pretty good amount of air for being relatively inexpensive. So I want to see what it's like in practice when you're actually blowing debris, but just to test it when I got it to see if it worked. I was impressed by this damn thing. I'm like, yeah, it's nice to have the battery pack and all that, but on the same token, for how light this is, and really, I mean, you mostly you're using it in the driveway, so I guess the cord isn't that big of a deal. You know, I do have a plug in my front porch, so kind of fascinated by this. I definitely like. We talked about the whole EV thing, like, I don't want to get into all that. But I do feel like for a lot of lawn tools, they make a lot of sense. Like, to me, a lawnmower maybe with a cord is a bit of a pain in the ass. But, like, I had a string trimmer that had a cord that I thought was just fine. And actually, I kind of preferred it to the one I have now. Because the one I have now, it weighs so much because of that goddamn battery. And I wish what they made. So they have a garden hose that you can buy for the outside, and it's encased in, like, this little aluminum, it almost is like, it's almost fit together like a snake, you know what I'm saying? And it keeps it from getting bound up and scratched and twisted and everything else. But the hose is on the inside, So unlike some of those expanding hoses, this one doesn't get torn or ripped or whatever. Like, that's my biggest thing with the electrical cords, is like when you're pulling them around, they always get stuck and like hung up on shit. Like, man, if they had one that was had a little bit more of this like aluminum serpentine or like some sort of composite something on the outside of it so that it didn't get caught around shit as much, I wouldn't really care. And then I also thought, like, what would be kind of cool, and I know this would look super dorky, but if you could have like a shoulder harness, and then behind you was basically a little, almost like a bipod with two wheels and sort of a fork that went up and behind you so that the cord was lifted up and then you could pull it down. That way, then, as you walked around, you wouldn't be dragging the leading end of it so much. And I think that might also prevent it from getting caught on things. But that's one of those silly things that I think when I get to Arizona and I play around with welding shit, I may weld one of those together and see if that makes any sense. Because if it does, that actually could be fairly useful. I mean, same thing for garden hoses. I don't really care about the weight of pulling the hose. It's the fact that it gets fucking caught on everything that's the biggest pain in the ass. Oh, and it's getting caught on the rocks. And oh, now it's caught on the edging. And oh, now it's caught on this. Like, well, if it was just up and being lifted up so it wasn't dragging as much, maybe it wouldn't be as much of a problem. It'd be like a drone with a claw that could be like fly around above you so that you. Anyway, it's getting a little crazy. Or you just have a battery, but I don't know. I like my battery lawnmower. I actually kind of like that battery blower, but it was fucking heavy. And the trimmer that I have is way overpowered. So, I'm not going to give the blower a thumbs up. I mean, it blew a horrendous amount of air, but that thing was a little unwieldy. Did the old first leaf blowers have a back contraption because of a gas tank? Well, for two reasons. A, yes, a gas tank. B, a larger fan, so that could blow more air. And the last part of it is because that way then the large portion of the weight is on your shoulders and your hips rather than just holding it in your hand. And so that way then you just had the little hole. So if you're working on lawn care stuff all day, that's much less tiresome than holding that thing in your hand all the time. And they still make the backpack ones. They actually make, and what I realized, or what I was potentially going to buy before I found this other one, I'll show it to you. So what I was going to get is this. They have a cobalt. There is a backpack version of the cordless blower. And so this does use, and so that's the same thing, right? The battery goes in the top of this backpack here. So rather than holding it in your hand where it's a little tiring, it's just over your shoulders and around your back. And again, I think you can get larger air throughput because now you have a larger place to put the, so you can put the fan on that way so you're not holding it. It's not going to get, your shirt and everything isn't going to get sucked into it. So I initially thought of buying this as a replacement. You can see here they got the lowest, the cobalt's pretty good. Similar leaf blowers, works, weaknesses. Expensive brushless motor, and I did like that. Do like that. This backpack ones, they often have like a cruise control, so like you can just turn the little dial, and then it's just on. So it has some nice features to it in that regard. I don't know how much this is selling for. What happened there? Let's click on the thing, and it got all weird. I mean, $150. No, wait, that's not the one I was looking at. No, I wanted to see this one. Show it to me. I don't know. Just go fucking find it. I don't know. Detroit, Michigan. Sure. Oh, so they don't sell it on here anymore. disappointing. But this is the one that I was sort of going to get, but instead, I got this one. I'll go pull this up here. No, it's not that one. It is. Mine is blue. So tell us the right one if it's blue. Come on, really? Or is this on like a weird. Like every now and then you're like, is it on like a different region or something? Like, what the fuck? Well, apparently it is not on here. Sanjo Blue. I want to find the blue one! Here you go. Maybe it just comes in two different colors. I don't know. Is which one noisy? The backpack one or the bat? See, the thing is, the battery powered one that I had was not noisy at all. Because you don't have to ramp up the engine, it was pretty quiet. Same thing with this, it's relatively quiet. Also, they have some different colors on this one, but you can see here 4.5 stars, 21,000 ratings. And it is lightweight. Like, this thing is very, very small. And honestly, what I kind of like about it is it just has an on-off switch. So you just turn it on and it just goes. So you don't have to hold a trigger down the entire time. But yeah, look at this. That's 3.9 pounds. So it's very lightweight. Yeah, you could pay more to get one that's got more airflow or whatever, but I just feel like for my smaller yard, I don't really need that. But it's a great inexpensive air broom. So if you are looking for a replacement thus far, like, I don't know about the longevity. That's where I'll eventually have to do a longer review, but this one here, that's the one that I've got. So I brought that outside, got it set up. So at some point soon, I imagine sometime this week, I'm gonna have to do the first grass cut of the year. So when I do that, I will put the blower through a little bit of some of its paces. Kind of interested in that. So Black Cat says maybe you can use it indoors on a really hot day. It's just not. I mean, you could, but that's just not. It's too loud, and that blows way too hard for just being. I mean, you'd be blowing shit all over the room. The best thing to use for that is, I'm telling you, it's that stand. Did I ever show you guys that stand, or did I totally forget? The stand I have for the turbo window fan. That thing is awesome. That's one thing that I would like to take with me to Arizona. I want to see if I can just unscrew it into pieces and take that with me, because that thing is fantastic. And I actually even thought of cutting a piece out of the middle and putting two little dowels in it, so that if you want it lower, you can pick it up, remove those two middle pieces, and then lower it down. But that thing is great. It's quiet and puts out a lot of air. But like a blower like that, the motors are too noisy to just have it inside and be on all the time. I mean, it's if you were like, hey baby, I know we just took a hot steamy shower, but like, let's roll around in the sand. It's just like, well, you need to be dry first. Okay, you could use that to dry off. That might be more effective than a hair dryer, I'm not sure. Probably not, because it's not hot air, it's just blowing on you. Anyway, podcast folks, let's take a break, and when we get back, we're going to discuss the topic of the evening. They were increasingly nice, so they were not so nice when you first met them. And as you talk to them, they just kept getting more and more nice. Just, you're like, wow, you're increasingly nice. You're leveling, they were leveling up their nice stat. They're like, oh shit, we're talking to Dash. Quick, put a couple points into nice. Wow, you guys are increasingly nice. Signed a lot of stuff for you. That's awesome. That's super cool. It's always good to hear that people meet up with those folks and they're solid. You know, I always thought it would be cool to meet Nathan Fouts. Nathan Fouts does Miami's Best Games and has done some great independent game work, including some great accessibility options that I haven't even seen in a lot of AAA titles. But here's an interesting piece of knowledge about Nathan Fouts. I remember back when Postal 2 was being developed, and was being developed in Arizona nonetheless. And I remember, what was his name? Vince something. Vince Desi? I can't remember what his name is. But who was the CEO of Running with Scissors, the company that produced the game. And I remember an interview where they were talking about that. And he's like, our man Fouts has some amazing like fluid physics in this game. Because that was before, that was still before like Half-Life and a lot of, or Half-Life 2 and a lot of these intermediate physics engines. So Nathan Fouts did the fluid physics for that game, both the gasoline and the pee, because in Postal 2 you can run around and piss on people, which is hilarious. I don't care, yes, I'm five, but it's funny. Especially when like you get caught by surprise, like one of the cops will be like, ah, and runs around the corner and you're like, shit, maybe you're like caught in the middle of a reload. So you just piss on them, and then they're like, wah! And sometimes they start throwing up, and then you can shoot them or beat them. But I remember talking about it on Twitter, I was like, you're the guy that did the P physics for Postal 2. And he's like, holy shit, I didn't think anybody remembered that. Your old boy Cigar remembers the important shit. Achievement unlocked. Pee-pee boys. If you like a good pee-pee boy, play Postal 2. You just run around pee on people. It's great to like walk into like you walk into the bank or whatever, and it's just like, oh, how can I help you? And you just piss on her face, and she starts throwing up. People start throwing up after you're pissing on them. You're like, how does this guy have this much pee? What did he drink? Must have been a lot of grape juice. All right, here we go. You ready for this? We gotta do this move. Here it comes. Maybe I just gotta turn that all the way off. Oh, broken. We're going green tint. And the reason why we're going green tint is this reason. City set to demo factory that leaked green ooze. Do you remember this story? Do you remember me telling you about this green foam that was leaking out onto the fucking freeway? In December 2019, before the pandemic turned the world on its ear, Madison Heights found itself in the national spotlight when green-colored groundwater laced with cancer-causing hexavalent chromium gushed out onto Interstate 696. Now, the source of these toxins, the shuttered electroplating services, is finally set to be demolished. The city council has awarded the contract for the job to the Adams Group for $412,000. The council unanimously approved the decision, and at press time, the demolition process was set to begin in late April with asbestos abatement. The actual building was scheduled to come down in May. Melissa March, the city manager, now here's some ASMR for you. Take my time and turn these pages. Let's go ahead and browse the news here. Got some classified ads here. Join the sales team. Very nice. Oh, they also have a coupon for Tubby's submarine sandwiches. Oh, and look here. There's a door and window special. You can save $700. And every entry into patio door. Very nice. Get yourself some new windows for the summer season. Okay. Let's see. Noted in an email that the final price will be determined by the quantities for disposal. The Adams Group is the most qualified, lowest bidder with a very good safety record. Boy, that gives me a lot of faith. They were the cheapest of the two. Which I get it, but dude, maybe don't go with cheap on this. They clearly understood the needs of the project and provided a quote that was the most fiscally responsible for the city. The cost of the demolition will be covered by two grants totaling $750,000, which includes $150,000 from the county and $600,000 from the Michigan Department of Economic, Great Lakes, and Energy. When the green ooze started gushing onto the highway before Christmas, departments at all levels of government united to quickly get it under control. Officials also repeatedly assured the public that the area's drinking water had not been compromised, since the drinking water is channeled through... You ready for this? You ready for this? I'm going to ask you, how much do you believe these people on this? I feel like the green and the... Ooh, that does give it a different thing. I like the green. It makes it look weird. Here comes some great bureaucracy talk. And I want you guys to... I wish you could... Yeah, it was right before Christmas. It was like Christmas ooze. You put it in the eggnog and everybody dies. Yeah, so Black Hat, just wait till you hear this. You ready for these? You ready for this language? The drinking water had not been compromised, since the drinking water is channeled through impervious pipes under high pressure from a sealed municipal source. Right. The contaminants were also rolling downhill toward the highway the business overlooks and away from homes and businesses. While some of it would have gone into the drains, those drains were vacuumed, and anything that made it downstream to Lake St. Clair would have been heavily diluted by that point. Motherfucker! Like, you know, once again, I'm not going to get in the soapbox for it, but I'm like, okay, great. You have all this EVs and everything else. But this asshole just dumped cancer-causing chemicals into a fucking lake that people get fish out of and eat! Still, there remained the matter of electroplating services, where the owner had illegally dumped chemicals. You ready for this? This is so good. In a hand-dug pit in the basement, which then leaked into the earth and mixed with groundwater, creating the foul substance. The guy just dug a toxic waste dump pit by hand in the basement. I don't care, I'll just go fucking dump it down here. Is he the Joker? Is he fucking Jack Napier? Meow the cat stopping in. Yo, hope you have an enjoyable stream. No, you will have it. I'm going to ignore the death stares my way and just wish you a good time. Death stares? Nobody's giving you death stares. Dude, I love you. Hey, Dash, can we get a shout out for Meow the cat? Oh. Weekend update. Meow the cat, I got you good, you fucker. Meow the cat never expects a creeping cigar on like a Saturday afternoon. And that dude was like playing some game and I did the thunder and I scared the shit out of him. It was fucking beautiful. Like jumps. Oh God, cigar. Holy shit. But please make sure you follow Meow the Cat, the nicest streamer from Latvia that I know. Meow the Cat, thank you so much for your support, man. I really appreciate it. Black Cat, why did you choke? All right. Let's continue with this travesty. The business was shut down by regulators in November of 2016. So it shut down in November 2016, and the ooze leaked out into onto the freeway 3 years later. So now before we go into the rest of this article, I just want to go, the motherfuckers that shut this dude down, what, they didn't bother to like go look in the basement and see this toxic waste dump that the guy had just hand dug down there? Hey, what's under that blue tarp? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. Fucking assholes. I gotta do my job, and then, like, these guys can't be like, does this smell like death down here? No, that's just I ate some cabbage for lunch. Oh, okay. The order followed a joint inspection between two cities, the fire department and the state, where they... You ready for this? This electroplating place. You ready for this number? They found an estimated 5,000 containers of hazardous waste, hazardous materials, and unknown contents. Many of them improperly stored, unlabeled, open and corroded, or in poor condition. What in the fuck? What in the... Yeah, the beaches are open. It'll be good.
Mommy, my skin burns. Oh, you just forget to put on your suntan lotion, Sally.
It's like the guy in RoboCop. He's fucking... Part of me is just like, I don't want to hear about your green shit. Because shit like this, and you know this isn't the only fucking place that's like this that has done this. And either the people got paid off, or they're so goddamn lazy that they don't bother to look at this shit. They're paid by the city to walk around. This guy just walk in and be like, oh, do a thing and we'll give you a fine. And then he goes back and he probably sits in a bar all goddamn day, fucking fat ass. Motherfucker. 5,000 containers. And you shut this guy down in 2016, and what did you do with it? Hey, man, are you going to clean all this up? Yeah, I'm on it. All right. Fucking A. Sounds like the mustard gas at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. Yeah, how many... Are they pouring that into the Great Lakes? Or not the Great Lakes. Are they pouring that into a large local lake where everybody swims? Oh, don't swim. There might be some E. coli. This isn't the E. coli you got to worry about anymore. It's the hexavalent chromium in the unknown contents. Unknown contents. Unknown contents. So they don't even know it was in there. How do you know it wasn't fucking nuclear waste, for God's sake? Yeah, no mutant turtles. I didn't get any superpowers. You know what the superpower you get is? A lump on your fucking prostate. That's the superpower you get. I can't pee. There. Great. Nobody turns into like a ninja turtle or like gets to shoot eye beams. I mean, at least the Toxic Avenger got to fuck that hot blonde chick. What do I get? I get my truck tires ruined by driving through green sludge. Mother F. This continues though. You ready? Spills were found throughout the facility, and the waste was stockpiled in disarray, including highly flammable material. The building itself was severely dilapidated, with blocked exits posing fire hazards to workers, and numerous unsecured entry points leaving the building open to vandals. I feel like this is how you get, like, the fucking Joker and shit. Like, are you fucking shitting me? And you just go, this place, this electroplating. I don't even know what they're doing. All their electroplating stuff. I don't want to say, like, I kind of know what that is. But, like, and nobody checks up on these places? The guy's got hazardous goddamn waste. Hazardous goddamn waste. How in the fuck did he accumulate 5,000 containers of this stuff and fucking nobody notices? And this is the only one they found out about it. And the only reason they found out about it is because bubbling green foam started pouring out onto the freeway. If it hadn't, are you shitting me? Are you fucking shitting me? At the time, there's also a risk that a combination of cyanide and hydrochloric acid on site, together with large amounts of water, could produce a highly toxic cloud of hydrogen cyanide in a high-density area. The building is located within 500 feet of residential neighborhoods and within a one-mile radius of the intersection of 696 and 75, which serves 355,000 vehicles a day. It is also near daycare centers, schools, and senior living facilities. In November of 2019, the guy who owned the place was convicted of illegally storing hazardous chemicals and sentenced to 1 year in federal prison. He served part of his sentence at the Federal Correctional Institute and was released from prison and ordered to home confinement, as well as a payment of $1.4 million in restitution, which I'm sure he probably doesn't have. To date, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has already invested $3.1 million in cleanup. Yeah, but it's still sitting down there. Is this the most bonkers you've seen me on an episode in a while? In January of 2022, the EPA reported that there were no longer excessive levels of contaminants migrating off-site. I'm gonna read that to you again. The EPA reported that there were no longer excessive levels of contaminants migrating off-site. Not excessive. Not enough to bubble out onto the freeway. What we would consider a reasonable level of toxic waste. You son of a bitch. Once the factory is demolished and the site cleared, they will further assess and implement a plan to remediate any remaining contamination. Residents can continue to rest assured that their drinking water is safe. The groundwater in this area is not used for drinking, cooking, or bathing. This has tested its drinking water and found no contaminants. Ready? You ready for this? No contaminants at levels of concern. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm just blinking. I like the nice political spin language. This motherfucker needs to be taken out back and hung. I don't give a fuck. How many people now are going to end up with some weird cancer or you poisoned all this shit, and it's fucking just leaking out into the ground? You stupid asshole. Oh, he's just gonna pay some money. What the fuck, dude? How about all the rest of the families and babies and children and everything else? Oh, it's not an excessive level. Well, what's an acceptable level? The acceptable level is fucking zero! Oh, testing has also been conducted by drinking water connected with the intakes. None showed contaminants exceeding drinking water criteria. Well, I want to know what the fucking criteria is. Oh, you know, if it's 1%. Man, that shit is poison. It's fucking poison. And you know what? The reason why they're doing all this is because those stupid assholes that were part of the... Again, where is your city going around checking for this shit? I'm halfway to go to the fucking board and say, what the fuck are you people doing all day? What are you getting paid for? 3 years and you let 5,000 barrels of the shit collect down there? What were you doing? What were you doing? I want to know. What are you doing an 8-hour fucking day, motherfucker? You son of a bitch is sitting right around in your fucking Escalades. You don't do shit. Meanwhile, all the rest of us now are drinking fucking poison. Oh, in addition, air quality has not identified any substantial hazards. Mitigation efforts involve treatment of groundwater and contamination at the site. The mayor said in a statement that she and the council are grateful to everyone who came together with their support for the cleanup process. The safety of our city's residents is concerned for the entire region, and we're happy to see that the city can depend on our elected officials at all levels to have our back when it's most essential. Why did it happen in the first place? Why did it happen in the first place? For over that place has been in business for ages. None of you son of a bitches ever fucking checked. That's the fucking thing. Nobody ever checked. Nobody ever checked for this. And you guys let this dude stockpile poison on there. And again, the only reason why you noticed is because it came leaking out onto the freeway. My mother had cancer for 8. Cancer has killed some of the people that I have loved and cherished the most in my fucking life. And so every time I hear about this shit, or there's shit like this that's leaking out or doing whatever, I'm like, I don't care. Shut the motherfucker down. Oh, well, he paid for everything. Man, what are you doing all day? I don't care. Every 6 months, there should be an inspection on that fucking property. And don't tell me you can't get to it. How many industrial buildings are there? You're telling me you can't go in there and walk around? You could do how many of them a day if you weren't sitting there picking your nose? Give me that goddamn job. Son of a bitch. Seriously, I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking pissed. An acceptable level. Okay, so it's still in there, though. No, I want to know what the acceptable level is. I want the report. I want the fucking report. Give that information to me. I pay the taxes around here and I drink this shit. They should charge him for murder. They should charge the guy for attempted murder. I apologize for losing my cool, but this is just the beyond reprehensible. Oh, you know they're lying, of course. What are they going to say? You're all probably going to get cancer and die. I mean, watch that Blackwater movie. You watch this stuff and you listen to this stuff and you're like, I don't believe any of these fucking numbers. None of them. It's the same thing. They're covering their ass because they haven't been doing anything. Come on, Dash. You're how exhausted, you're how tired, and you bust your ass doing all this stuff, and you know that some motherfucker walked into his office and had a coffee and was like, oh, well, fill out some paperwork. And he really did nothing all day. He sat in his office and fucking probably watched porn on his fucking city government computer and didn't do shit. And then he drove to the place and said, hey, we need an inspection. Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, bye. That was your job. Your job is to protect the residents around here from shit like this. And you're telling me that the guy amassed that much of that stuff in a hand-dug pit in the basement. So nobody ever went down there. Nobody ever said, look, as a city official, you deal with hazardous waste. I'm taking a full tour of this motherfucker. A pit! He had a toxic waste pit. A toxic waste pit in his basement. Famous case of shutting up the grand jury in the investigation of Rocky Flats. Then we're allowed to talk. Oh, we don't want people to panic and have undue alarm. No, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed. I have every right and cause to be alarmed. No, that's it. Bust open the books. I want to see all the fucking numbers. And if there's a red cent out of fucking place, you stupid assholes can pay it back out of your own pocket. You're probably all living in Birmingham or whatever the fuck, Beverly Hills, Michigan or whatever. Oh, and you see these giant fucking houses. And I'm like, what do these people do? You got these giant fucking houses over there. Yeah, they're probably all work for the fucking city. They all work for the fucking city. I accept zero levels of pee and poop in my drinking water. Oh, how about pus in your milk? That's allowed by the FDA. Yeah, that's allowed. That's cool. It's below a level. No, I want to know. When Dash lived in central New York, he had a sewage treatment plant overflow into the drinking water multiple times due to faulty construction. They had the same excuse. Too expensive to fix, and contamination is within acceptable levels. Here, you drink this. Drink this water. Drink this fucking poop water. Come on, chug it down. I want to see you drink it right now. Here, you know what? I just pissed in this. Drink it. Yeah, now shit. Oh, well, that was lost in a clerical error. Oh. Can't believe this crap? Get me the fuck out of here, man. I'm enraged. I have glorious rage. I think you can tell. But seriously, that's death. That's cancer and death and like. Yeah. Ooh, electroplating services. Again, that guy probably has a boat and a big ass house and all this shit. Why? Because he paid zero money for disposing his chemicals. He probably forced some dude to dig a hole in his basement and he just poured the shit down there. Yeah. Trust us. Trust the science. I told you before, I don't trust anyone that I don't think actually loves me as a person. No, I don't trust you. The trust has been broken numerous times. I'm not going to trust anymore. I don't. Fucking. You want to drink this water? You want a glass of this shit? Yeah, come drink a glass of it. Look up hexavalent chromium. It's fucking nice. Yeah, you want some of that? It's good. Oh, it's only in all the fish in all this fucking lake, though, now, though. Well, it's just 1% per fish. I'm going to bed. The glass is empty. Stay safe, keep the faith, and don't drink the water. Get yourselves some rest. I know we're all tired and exhausted. apologize for losing my cool. I hope it was at least entertaining to see me flip the fuck out. But I think I may actually go to the city on this. This is not okay. This is reprehensible. I want to know how this got to this point in the first place. This is the one place. How many of the other places around here might have a similar scenario? And you dumb idiots are checking what? Fucking bastards. Black Cat says, don't feel too bad, she feels the same way. Well, thank you for that. I normally try not to yell and scream and whatever too much on this, but that son of a bitch, who knows how many people he'll quote-unquote eventually kill because of this. Oh, it's weird. We've never seen this defect before. Huh. Huh, wonder how that happened. It's wild. Meow, 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 sneaking at the end saying, hi, meow, meow, you missed the part about me petting a nice kitty cat. Mom, meow, good to see you. I hope you are doing well. Good night, everybody. We will see you again soon.